Aloha and welcome to The Conversation. I'm Beth Ann Kozlovich, and to my right, Chris Vandercook. Good morning and hello to you.
Hello, Beth Ann, and according to the envelope just handed me, I'm Chris Vandercook.
You're alluding to what happened last night.
I am.
Well, you know, when you think about where all of that kerfuffle could have stopped.
Yeah.
Really, when you think about Warren Beatty.
There's a certain amount of human error involved, you think?
Well, to look at that and say, clearly, if it says Emma Stone, La La Land, this is not the answer to the best picture. And one wonders why he simply didn't stop it then and say, you know, I think that there's an issue here. One moment. You'll have to forgive me, but... And then it would have all been fine. You wouldn't have had all those people in the middle of their speeches and realizing that they didn't get it.
It's probably the effect of facing an audience of 2 billion, but who's to say, right?
That is true. Now, that might have had a simple conclusion, but what's not so simple is an issue we're going to talk about this morning, or rather, right now. The search for a new chancellor for UH Manoa recently came up dry. For the foreseeable future, System President David Lastner will continue to do both jobs. That has Representative Kaniela Ng wondering why there needs to be two positions and whether it wouldn't be better just to save over $400,000 in salary expense by permanently consolidating them. Representative Ng says he's drafting a resolution to that end. Before the weekend, I spoke with David Lastner, and he seemed enthused about the prospect of starting a meaningful conversation with lawmakers about why UH Manoa needs the separate positions. First, though, we talked about why the chancellor search failed. In not finding a candidate, there can be lots of reasons. You just don't have a whole lot of candidates looking for jobs. You might have some who are in a current position who might be persuaded to leave if money and benefits pencil out. And, of course, there's the issue of timing with all of this. Did you find any evidence to point to one of these or another that might have predominated in the current search?
No, we didn't. We didn't do a detailed diagnosis, but we executed the search on our standard method, which is pretty common with universities around the country. We advertised widely, locally, and nationally. We had a pretty good pool of over 30 candidates. Our search advisory committee was highly representative and diverse. All the written materials that were submitted, they selected a set of semifinalists who were interviewed by Skype, and then we brought 3 finalists in to meet the university community and to be interviewed essentially by students, by faculty, by researchers, by fellow administrators. And at the end of the day, we were unable to make an offer that was able to be accepted.
Were there reasons that the finalists gave you for not being able to accept the offer?
There's nothing I would disclose publicly.
Okay, I can understand that. You've said, though, that these two jobs, yours and the chancellor's, are distinctly different and should remain separate. How would you define that distinct difference?
Well, let me say a little bit of background about how we came to that conclusion, because the University of Hawaii has actually functioned under both approaches, certainly during the last 30 to 40 years. We had the two positions separate through the early 1980s. They were combined through 2001, and then they were separated again in 2001. So it's not as if one answer is correct and the other is incorrect, but we try to find the structure that's best for a point in time. When the Regents raised this question a few years ago, we commissioned the Western Interstate Commission on Higher Education, WICHE, to come in and give us an impartial review, analysis, and recommendation. So they studied our history. They looked at other systems of public higher education around the country. They came to Hawaii and interviewed people on campus, faculty, administrators. They talked with people who had historically been involved in different models here in Hawaii. And their recommendation to the Board of Regents, which was embraced by the board as a whole, was that these are two separate positions and should remain so.
So can you detail a little bit of the differences between what you do and what a chancellor would do, something that led them to come to this conclusion?
Sure. So the way to think about this is the president of the UH system has a responsibility to a statewide agenda and to make all the parts of the UH system work together as seamlessly as possible for the entire state of Hawaii and our students, who interact with multiple campuses of the UH system. So there are a range of activities that are statewide in scope that have more of an external focus on behalf of the entire system, addressing the higher education needs of the entire state. A chancellor of a campus is responsible for the academic success and mission of that campus. So the faculty, the departments, tenure and promotion decisions, the internal structure of the campus, and the budgeting of the campus itself. The Witchie Report pointed out that depending on scale, administrative services can be provided either centrally or at a campus level.
So now as you are in the position of having to do both, because clearly you don't have someone who you've identified as a successful candidate, if you continue to do this well, does that bear out what Kaniella Ng is saying about the positions?
Well, I haven't talked with Representative Ng yet about his resolution. I did read about it, and if it's heard, we'll certainly respond and discuss it with them, and we'll share the report from Witchie, which lays out those reasons. Again, it's not that one structure is impossible to make work, but that the recommendation, and this is the Board of Regents is standing on this and I'm standing on it, is that right now, if we can separate those two positions, that would be optimal for the University of Hawaii at this time.
And of course, that's all dependent upon whether or not you can find someone who can actually do the job that you want to do the job.
That's right. That's right. So yesterday, the Board of Regents approved a resolution recommending that I continue as interim chancellor for 2 years. We have identified a set of tasks within the campus and with the board that are high priorities. It is my belief that we can make substantial progress on those matters over this two-year period, and I think we'll be very well positioned to attract a great chancellor to UH Manoa, our fabulous research university.
Meanwhile, Representative Ng is continuing to draft his resolution, which you mentioned you haven't seen or you haven't talked to him about. If this, in fact, goes forward, it's still a resolution, which means that, you know, it doesn't have the kind of bite to it that legislation might have. Are you at all concerned about this whole episode of going through and looking at this
way? Absolutely not. I mean, it is, you know, entirely appropriate for the legislature as a body to decide they want the university to take another look at something like this. We would, you know, respond to such a resolution. Our practice, like most of government, is that if a resolution passes both chambers, we take it seriously as an expression of the will of the legislature, and we would certainly be responsive, and depending on exactly what is asked for, we would be willing to talk with him about it. Certainly during the legislative session, this is something we would talk about with him and the legislature to share with them the work that was quite recently done that led us to the conclusion to keep the two positions separate. But there's no, you know, we don't feel badly or disrespected or angered by a resolution like this. It's all fair game to consider what's the best structure for Hawaii's public system of higher education.
You mentioned earlier that at least Kaniella Ng hadn't seen the Witchie report.
I don't know that. Actually.
Okay. But if he has not, and if other lawmakers have also not seen it, then, you know, shouldn't they see that first before we start talking about resolutions?
You know, a resolution is an invitation to a conversation. So certainly, you know, we will share that report with them so he can get a sense of it, and that might hone. He may or may not agree with it. The vote by the Board of Regents was not unanimous on this matter. So as I mentioned at the outset, you know, wise and committed people can see an issue like this in different ways. And clearly the university has functioned with both structures over the past decade.
Thank you very much for joining us. I appreciate the time.
Okay. Thank you very much, Bethann.
David Lastner is president of the entire University of Hawaii system. He is also the acting chancellor of UH Manoa.